What sort of work did she do?
She never worked in her life.
Mm-hmm. What about your father? How much education did he have?
Well, he finished at Tulane University, mm-hmm. and he interned at, I think it was called Bellevue Hospital in New York City. I'm not sure, but I think that's where he went. And then later on, I remember when I was a child, see, he didn't live there long. He had had rheumatic fever, and he died young. He was only 52 mm-hmm. when he passed away. And when I was a child, I remember he went to St. Louis, I believe it was, and took a special course in ear, nose, and throat. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of when they started being specialists. Mm-hmm.
Tell me some more about your mother. What was her maiden name?
Her name was Lillian White. I'm named for her. Her middle name was Gertrude, but I'm named Lillian White Egan. Mm-hmm. You know, my maiden name is Lillian White Egan. And she was, I guess she was born here in Shreveport and raised on one of these plantations that her father owned. I moved around because, see, they owned some land over here where the old R.O. Roy home is was was where they lived. Mm-hmm. The home, the place mm-hmm. where the home is on King's Highway was where they lived. And, her father was a planter.
Uh-huh. Where was he born?
He was born, I think, in one of the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. And his mother died, and his father married again. Mm-hmm. And in those days, like they still are now, they are rebellious sometimes. I don't know whether, I don't think he even gave his stepmother a chance to find out whether she was all right or not, but I think that there was a spirit of adventure at that time anyway, and he had a number of brothers, and they all came down here, mm-hmm. and I don't know where he settled first, but his brothers went and fought in the Mexican War and were both killed at the Battle of Alamo. Their names are on the plaque at the mm-hmm. in the Battle of Alamo, and he settled here.
You think he was a teenager?
And he had his own body servant. This Negro came with him. In those days, they had a body servant, and he came with him with two mules, Tom and Jerry, and he settled down in here somewhere. And the first place he bought was below Shreveport at a place called Elm Grove. Mm-hmm. And his name was White, so they called it the White House Plantation. And it's still down there, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. The last I heard of it, I did used to know who owned it, but I don't know now.
How much education did your grandfather have?
Well, I don't think he had too much, mm-hmm. but he was self-educated. A lot of those books in there. He studied the dictionary and he studied what have you. I don't know how they educated themselves in those days.